This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Today's topic is unity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in a beautiful verse in Surah Al Imran, chapter number 3, verse 103, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا, that hold, all of you, hold tight to the rope of Allah and do not deviate. The rope of Allah here is an interesting image. It's, you get the image of this singular salvation, this moment where people can grasp onto something and to save themselves from the doom of falling off of something. And what's even more beautiful about this image is that when you think of a rope, it has no inherent value, but when that rope is being used to save somebody, it becomes the most important thing in the room. The Mufassirun, the scholars of Tafsir, they say that the rope of Allah, according to the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, is the Qur'an. That the way that we can ensure that we do not have division, and I'm not talking about difference, because difference is part of our religion, different opinions, different fiqh rulings, different this and that, different perspectives, those are all part of our faith. But division, to wedge in between us, to have no relationship, to have no love for each other, this is something that must be remedied. And Allah is telling us that in order to remedy this problem of division, we have to hang on together to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Qur'an is the thing that brings us together. And you find this, you find that in gatherings where people who have very different lifestyles, very different outlooks and perspectives on how to live, when they come together and study the book of Allah, it's almost like everything about them that's different melts away. And the one thing that remains in that room, doesn't matter what gender that person is, the color of their skin, how much money they make, what they do for a living, if they're married or single, have kids or don't, everybody is just reading the Quran. And that's the thing that unites everybody. If you've been to Mecca or Medina, you've seen this. The Quran circles, young and old, right? People from Saudi, people from across the world, all there to remember the book of Allah. Allah Ta'ala continues, وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. That he says then, remember, Allah is reminding us, the favor of Allah, that you were enemies, right? If you think about the seerah of the Prophet ﷺ, so many of the believers, the sahaba that we look up to, we respect, we love their stories, we try to be like them, so many of them at some point were enemies of one another. Even some of them were like deep enemies of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Think of Umar radiallahu anhu, the third Khalifa after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right? After Abu Bakr, he was the next one. Think of Umar, how he woke up one day to go and assassinate the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and what happens? That same day, he becomes a believer, someone who believes in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's message. And later on, one of the closest companions to the Prophet ﷺ. And even his daughter is one of the wives of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. Think about the transformation that occurred. Allah Ta'ala is saying, this is a blessing. It's a blessing that your heart that was so full of division and hatred can be united by the favor of Allah Ta'ala. فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. And so you became brothers and sisters by His grace and His mercy. Then he says, وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَى شَفَا حُفْرَةٍ مِّنَ النَّارِ. And figuratively, metaphorically, as a society, your division caused you to be on a brink of fire. Like you were almost at your very destruction, right? And then he says, فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِنْهَا, that Allah Ta'ala says, and He saved you from it. He saved you from it. كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. Allah says, and these verses, these examples, these signs, when you look at your past and where you were, and now you look at who you are, you see the people that you dislike so much, and now you're like brothers and sisters, you're so close to one another. Allah says, this is an example of what guidance can do. Allah gives you these signs in these moments so that you can realize and you can be guided. And after you think about, subhanAllah, I used to have so much division in my heart, so much hatred in my heart, and now, by the virtue of Islam, we're brought together as a community, we pray together, we eat together, we fast together, we worship, we read Quran together, all these things bring us together, and the differences that I saw mean nothing now. Allah Ta'ala says, aha, see, now you've tasted what guidance feels like. See, when you follow guidance, harmony follows. When you follow the guidance of Allah, things just start going right. Doesn't mean that we don't have challenges, but you're given the ability to conquer those challenges and to make sure that you can do so with wisdom and with knowledge. May Allah Ta'ala make us those who are guided and those who provide guidance for others. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen.
Qalam is dedicated to the mission of making the knowledge of this beautiful religion of Islam accessible to everyone. From the millions of people listening to the podcast, to the hundreds of thousands of people watching these videos, to the tens of thousands of people that are taking online classes, and so much more work that Qalam is doing, we here at Qalam are committed to continuing this good work. And this is where you come in. We're asking you to partner with us to secure your sadaqah jariyah. Of all the people that have benefited from Qalam, continue to learn from Qalam, and inshallah, in the future, we'll continue to learn and benefit from all the work that Qalam, inshallah, will continue to do. Please go to supportqalam.com and donate generously. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.